and tell them Joe sent you.
Hi, this is Rod with PCs and Parts in Loveland, Colorado. We are your go-to place for computer parts and repair. We have been in business for over 19 years and love fixing computers. Come by and see us at 265 East 29th Street, number H, or visit us at PCsandParts.com. Or you can call us at 970-203-0696. That's PCsandParts.com or call us at 970-203-0696.
Off-Road Automotive offers a wide range of used automobiles for all of your off-road and on-road needs. From classic Jeep CJ7s to high-end sporty Corvettes and everyday commuters, they have a vehicle for you. Bad credit or no credit, no problem. Their professional finance team has you covered. Give them a visit at 1392 Denver Avenue in Fort Lupton or give them a call at 303-502-3230.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Live from wherever it is you're at,
this is Swamp Fight
with JD the Colorado Deplorable.
Welcome to another edition of Swamp Fight. Thanks for joining me here on this hump day edition. And as always, thank you for spending part of your time with me here in the swamp. And I'll tell you what, this area actually is becoming quite swampy lately. This Weld County area. And the county, a couple of the counties around it, too. I mean, it's getting swampy. Really is. So, a lot going on, of course. At 5:30 p.m. today, there is a meeting at the county building, I guess. But the Weld County Commissioners having a meeting supposed to be for the public. A public meeting. So, you know, the last couple of weeks, I've been talking about this a lot, and I'm going to keep talking about it, by the way, until this thing is resolved. And as you know, Lori Sane brought a resolution to the Weld County Board of Commissioners, which she sits on, a resolution to make Weld County a non-sanctuary state. And that would be even better, by the way. Of course, we're not going to get that until we have a whole bunch more Republicans at the state capitol and we get rid of this guy called Roly Polis. But a resolution to make Weld County a non-sanctuary county, much like the resolution back in, I'm going to say, 2022, when they made Weld County a Second Amendment sanctuary county, which was great. Yeah, well, without getting too deep into this right now. So they called for Never Surrender, which is a movement here in Colorado, and Natalie Tennant, the founder of that, they called for a protest because the commissioners would not pass this resolution. And there's a bunch of other stuff going on. So they called for a protest that was supposed to happen 2 days ago on Monday. Well, the commissioners, the chair, and a couple other county officials got a hold of them and said, I'll tell you what, forget the protest. We'll give you a public meeting on Wednesday at 5:30. My opinion, and I have good reason to believe this, is that they did this, obviously, because they didn't want the optics of this protest. Anyway, another story. So we've got that going on. That starts at 5:30 today. And I got a couple of people, a couple of deeps in there. And we very well may be getting a live update sometime around 5:45, if at all possible. We may be getting a live update. And, you know, this has made all the news lately, including Denver's own 9 News. Have a listen.
Republican commissioners in Weld County have rejected an anti-sanctuary resolution that's been making the rounds in conservative parts of our state. They've pointed out it's just political posturing. GOP Commissioner Lori Sane brought up a resolution similar to what we've seen from conservatives in Colorado Springs and Aurora. It would have declared Weld County a non-sanctuary city and opposed the, quote, misuse of public funds for migrants. The all-Republican Weld County Board of Commissioners voted it down. They noted, as county attorneys have elsewhere, that these resolutions don't actually change anything.
A resolution is for legal actionable items on behalf of the county. This resolution had no actionable items in it. It was a political statement, quite frankly, a campaign statement by somebody.
So now the Colorado Republican Party is picking up the torch, trying to get party members to have Lori Sane's anti-sanctuary resolution passed in their communities, and saying the state GOP leadership will vote on that symbolic measure soon.
All right. Let's quickly dissect that and the untruths that was in that statement by the Weld County Board chair. I will say that. And political posturing, and that it won't change anything, there's no substance to it, etc. Then why did you do the Weld County Second Amendment sanctuary resolution? You passed that. I'll tell you why they passed that. Because of public pressure. And they're getting a lot more public pressure right now on this issue, this non-sanctuary county issue. A lot more. And I would highly suggest, because it needs to be passed, that they pass this resolution. There's 5 board members on the Weld County Board of Commissioners. 3 of them, including the chair, Ross, voted it down. Lori Sane and Perry Buck, from what I understand, voted for it. Of course, Lori Sane did. But I think Perry Buck also did. But I know 3 out of the 5 voted it down. So anyway, we've got all this crap going on. Everybody's talking about it. All the news is talking about it, not only local but national. I've had a couple of calls from the AP asking me about it. This is how that happens. So hopefully we'll get an update. I don't know that we'll get much information while the meeting is still going on. Probably not. But we'll see. Lot going on. Ken Buck's resignation. Why all of a sudden did he pull that rabbit out of the hat? I spoke with Congresswoman Lauren Boebert yesterday evening, and again with her people today. And this was before she made the public announcement of what she was going to do with this all of a sudden now Ken Buck resigns. They're going to have a special election to elect somebody to temporarily fill in that seat in District 4. And in November, there'll be another election. Of course, in June, there'll be a primary. Then in November will be the general election to put somebody in there permanently, or at least for one full term. And in order for Lauren Boebert to run and be on the ballot in that special election, she would have to vacate her seat, her current seat that she has in Colorado District 3. This is all ploys, people. This is very well thought out by the rhinos and the Democrats and the left, Polis, all of them. Very well thought out. They know if she vacates her seat, what's that do to the GOP majority in the U.S. House? And there's other things, too. And we're coming up on break. On the other side, I'm going to give you some other whys. Why did he, Ken Buck, do this? Why are they doing this? And, it's sinister. That's the only way I can put it. Sinister. They know that this will highly, highly confuse voters on June the 25th, which is the day of the primary election. And they're going to have this one on the same day? Governor Jared Polis personally set that date. So stay tuned. We'll talk more about that on the other side. We'll be right back.
I've learned to stand with people that are in the storm who have courage. You know, there's a man out there other than President Trump and just a few others that have really proven their mettle in the furnace. It's Mike Lindell. You're not going to get better towels, better sheets, better slippers, better beds, better hundreds of products made in America anywhere. It's ridiculous how high quality it is, how ridiculous the prices are low.
Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code KHNC.
As the economy collapses, are you prepared to provide even basic essentials for your family? I teach urban survival training course that arms you with hundreds of skills and hacks to keep you and yours going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the Rev at 303-809-3343. That's 303-809-3343.
You've probably been hearing me talk about YRefi for a while now. YRefi has been getting a ton of phone calls, and I want to thank you for supporting and investing in something that actually helps people. A lot of people are talking about this investment, so I'd like to review the basics with you. First off, yes, it's true. You can earn up to 10.25% fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed. You can turn your income on or off, compounded, whatever you choose, and there are absolutely no fees. There is no attack on principal if you ever need your money back, and your monthly statements will have no surprises. If you're not sure if you can trust this economy, this secure collateralized portfolio may be a good option for you. Just go to investyrefi.com. That's the word invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com, or call them at 888-YREFI-24. That's 888-YREFI-24. Tell them Joe sent you.
Just like the white winged dove sings a song, sounds like she's singing. Ooh, baby, ooh, said ooh. Just like the white winged dove sings a song, sounds like she's singing. Ooh, baby, ooh, said ooh. Well, and suddenly, there was no one left standing in the hall.
J.D. Porrable back here with you on AM 1360, the Roar of the Rockies. The show is Swamp Fight. Right before the break, we were talking about this special election to fill the now vacant seat in Colorado District 4 for the U.S. House of Representatives, vacated by none other than Ken Buck. The never boring, never know what's going on, Ken Buck. Ken Buck. By the way, his ex-wife, Perry Buck, is on that Weld County Board of Commissioners. That's kind of an interesting tidbit. Let me just say a little bit more about this, and then we're going to move on. But I try to put these things into common sense terms. I try to use common sense terminology. mainly so I can understand it, I guess. But anyway, so they're going to have the primary elections here in Colorado is on June 25th. Jared Polis has had to set a date for the special election to temporarily fill Colorado District 4 seat. What does he do? He puts them both on the same day, guys. The same day. Why? I'll tell you why. Because it is going to confuse GOP voters. There's no doubt about it. It's going to confuse them. They're like, what's going on here? Well, Lauren Boebert, she's not going to be on that special election ballot. And there's two or three others that are actually running for that seat who are not going to be on that ballot. So how many voters are going to see that and be like, well, heck, what happened to them? They're not even on the ballot. They must have dropped out. Okay. How many voters are going to vote on that special election ballot and think they're done? You're not done. That is a separate ballot. Do not be confused by that. You still, the most important ballot is the main primary ballot. And you'll know that because there'll be all kinds of stuff on it and lots of offices. And the special election ballot for CD4, that's all it's going to have on it. So don't get confused. You need to check boxes on both. You need to vote in both. But that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to confuse you. They're trying to dilute the vote. But we're not going to let that happen here in the swamp. Now, are we? No, we're not. Okay, let's move on. Yeah, where's my stuff on that? Right. Okay. Right. Okay, did you see? Did anybody watch the Oscars this past weekend? Probably not. I know I didn't. But from what I understand, there were a whole bunch of pricks at the Oscars in Hollywood this past Sunday night. Yes, and I'm talking about pen pricks. Pen pricks. What do you think I was talking about? Huh? Seriously? Pretty much everyone in attendance was wearing a pro-Palestinian, pro-Hamas ceasefire pin. And this is what they do. Every year they do this, okay? So, yes, just like last year's Oscars, there were countless lapel and collar pin pricks. Only last year, the pricks from the pens were all about Ukraine. Remember that? You probably don't because, you know, you're like me. You don't even watch. Who cares? I wonder what the pricks will be next year. I wonder what it'll be for next year. Whatever cause they come up with, these Holly weirdos, every year they have a cause going into their award ceremonies, and they start pricking everybody with these pins, putting it on them, making sure everybody's got one. Well, this year it was the ceasefire in Gaza pin prick pins, and last year it was Ukraine. Who knows what it's going to be next year? Who freaking knows? Here's something interesting. I think this is really, really interesting. The percent of gun owners. I've been trying to find out about this, and I've been researching this. Here's a great argument that you can use against the left. And this is an absolute fact. You can look it up. Did you know that in 1959, the percent of Americans who owned guns was 49%. in 1959, 49%, almost half, of all Americans owned a gun or guns. In 2013, only 36% of Americans owned a gun. Now, that has gone up in 2022. Of course it has. Look who's in office. Nobody feels safe. Crime is out of control. It's off the charts. Even though they lie to us every day and say, oh, it's down by half. Well, Christopher Wray was on the Hill again, I think, this morning. And he was saying exactly the opposite. No, that is not true. But they'll lie about that. Heck, they lie about everything. You heard Jerry Nadler probably lying about this guy they brought in to talk about the special counsel that interviewed Joe Biden. And all the Democrats are saying that report fully exonerated Joe Biden. That is the absolute furthest thing from the truth. That is an outright lie. And Republicans even asked that guy on the stand yesterday multiple times, does your report, your investigation, does that exonerate Joe Biden? No. He answered no multiple times. Yet you'll see him in the media, the left-stream mob media, that's all they're talking. The report, it exonerated Joe. Bunch of lies, bunch of propaganda, bunch of crap. Typical Democrat stuff, okay? But I thought that percent of gun owners thing, in 2022, under Joe Biden, it spiked to 44% of Americans own a gun. That's still less, 5% less than the percentage of Americans who own guns in 1959. They have no argument, no basis for their gun ban rhetoric and their gun ban agenda, their gun ban lies. They have no facts to back it up. It's all a bunch of hooey. So I thought that was really interesting. Now, I've never heard anybody talk about that. Like, I wonder how many, you know, back in the 40s, the 50s, the 60s, how many Americans own guns versus right now today? More. Much more. What else we got here? Did you see this? I've talked on here before about Trump's VP choice, who I think that's going to be. And I've said Kristi Noem, the job's hers if she wants it. But some people of interest that I think, you know, obviously South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, but also Texas Governor Greg Abbott, I think maybe. But another one that has surfaced in my conversations is Dr. Ben Carson. Of course, he was a part of the Trump administration, the housing department. Great guy, brilliant surgeon, brilliant, has saved countless lives. I really like Ben Carson. I think he's great. And the rumors are starting to pop up in my circles that he's being looked at. Well, I know for a fact he's being looked at hard. So right now, we've got Kristi Noem, Greg Abbott, and Dr. Ben Carson. So I just wanted to throw that out there. Now, the Democrats, including, by the way, Bill Maher, who came out publicly and said this, they're wanting Biden to dump Kamala Harris. Well, of course they are. Who wouldn't? Anybody with a brain would want to dump Kamala Harris. I mean, she's an idiot. And she has even lower approval ratings than Joe Biden, if that's possible. His is like, what, 36% of Americans approve of him right now? Hers is lower than that. And guess who they want him to replace her with as his running mate, his surrogate? Take a guess. There's two people. Bill Maher is supporting this publicly, and many other Democrats, high-profile Democrats, are also supporting these two people. Nikki Haley, of course, the Democrats love her, and Mitt Romney. Now, if that don't tell you who the rhinos are, I don't know what does. And we've been saying it forever. Nikki Haley's a rhino. Obviously, Mitt Romney is a rhino. Obviously, Ken Buck, our ex-congressman from Colorado, obviously, he's a rhino. And as a matter of fact, they'll even tell you that and that they're proud of it. I kid you not. I kid you not. And I have proof of that. So these people are all rhinos, all of them. Imagine that. All right, so Sleepy Joe is at it again. Not answering questions, not talking to the media. Same old stuff. And when we come back from break, which we're about 30 seconds away from, I'm going to play you a clip, a recent clip of Joe Biden. And it's fascinating. It's like, I can't even believe that the Democrats would let this happen. And the only way they can keep it from happening is to not let Joe around other people. Don't let him leave the White House. Don't let him go outdoors. Basically, he cannot be around others. That's the only way they can stop it. All right, Jay Deplorable here with you. Swamp Fight. Don't go anywhere. We'll cover that and more on the other side.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
To celebrate the new year, we're having the biggest sale ever on overstock clearance and brand new products. For example, save 60% on our Goose Down Comforters, the best comforters ever. They go perfectly with our MyPillow bed sheets and duvet covers. Save 25% on our brand new kitchen towels. They're made with the same technology as our famous My Towels. Our initial quantities are extremely low, so get them now before they go. Our seasonal flannel sheets are finally in. You save up to 50% and they sell out fast every year, so order now. They're truly the best flannel sheets you'll ever sleep on. Or save up to 80% on all our clearance items. And this is where it gets even better. For a limited time, your entire order ships absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code KHNC.
Use that promo code to get deep discounts on all MyPillow products. And for a limited time, your order ships absolutely free.
You're listening to Swamp Fight, brought to you by MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code KHNC.
Relax.
Welcome back to the Swamp here on AM 1360. J.D. Plorable here with you. I am your host for this flight. I hope you are comfortable. Before the break, we talked about this clip I'm going to play of Joe Biden. And actually, this probably should have been part of Stupid Democrat clips. But let's listen.
Anyway, am I allowed to take any questions? anybody here to stay?
Stop it. The cars, thank you, press.
I better not start the questions. I'll get in trouble.
What's your message for Super Tuesday voters?
Thank you.
Everyone, please move this way. Super Tuesday,
say,
do you have a message for voters?
Thanks,
come on.
Thank you so much. Thank you all.
So he's literally standing there in front of these folks who are, by the way, it looked like a bunch of senior citizens, and they are trying to ask him questions. And I'm sure they were not difficult questions, but his handlers would not allow him to talk. If he ain't reading it, which he's not even very good at that, but if he's not reading it off of a card or a teleprompter or whatever, his handlers are not going to let him speak. This continues. Listen.
Let me read it all.
They will not let me, understandably, I guess it, cross the border and take a look at what's going on in Ukraine. Ladies and gentlemen.
In Ukraine. Okay, I don't know what happened there. Anyway, so basically, Biden, who's always telling fibs, he told a fib that he was saying, well, that he wanted to go across the border into Mexico. They weren't going to let him within miles of anything dangerous or possibly dangerous. Not going to happen, folks. And they didn't. That's why they sent him to Brownsville, Texas, and that's where Donald Trump was at Eagle Pass. 1,500 people a day cross at Eagle Pass, 22 a day in Brownsville, and Biden was in a parking lot that they cleared out and secured the perimeter, did all that stuff, of course. But he's lying, saying, I wanted to go over, but they wouldn't let me. They wouldn't let me. And then he says he wanted to cross the border there, and he said Ukraine. Not Mexico, Ukraine. Anyway, like I said, the only way they can stop this guy is to not let him go out in public. Don't let Sleepy Joe go out and play with the other kids. Don't. Can't do it. All right.
Join us now for a Swamp Fight Minute.
I want to touch on this. I want to talk about... I just want to say, why can't we all just get along? I mean, it's bad enough that the left and the right are so divided. And I don't see that changing anytime soon. I hope I'm wrong. But now I'm seeing this same type of division between people who all claim to be conservatives, Republicans, you know? And I do understand that there are a lot of those people these days who claim to be conservative Republicans who absolutely are not. Like I said, like Mitt Romney and Nikki Haley. They're perfect examples of rhinos, Republican in name only, rhinos, okay? And I understand that. But here's the deal. If you're a rhino, just go ahead and make the switch. Go ahead and change your party affiliation to Democrat or socialist, Marxist, I don't know, communist. whatever. Instead of pretending to be a Republican, a conservative, so you can just, and you're doing that just so you can join conservative groups, so you can vote in the GOP primaries, and so you can spend all of your time infiltrating and trying to get into these groups and these discussions and these meetings to get other Republicans to go over to the dark side. That's all you're doing. You think we don't know that, and you think that we don't know who you are? So just get it over with and take the dive and become a Democrat, all right? And one more thing. I want to tell Republicans out there, stop being so hung up and being for or against or liking or not liking a candidate because of one issue. I'm telling you right now, we cannot be one issue voters. And that's exactly one of the reasons why we've got who we've got right now in the White House. Yes, there's several reasons why Sleepy Creepy Joe is in the White House. But I promise you that this contributed to it greatly, because so many voters were hung up about one thing or another with Trump. You know, you got people out there who hate him because of the vaccine. Okay? Understand that Donald Trump is not a medical doctor, and he took the advice of many, many, many people. And people will say, well, he should have fired Fauci. Well, he did fire him. He should have fired him sooner. I will agree with that. And let me tell you, there's things about Donald Trump that I don't like. I really don't. But I think I'm smart enough to understand that he is absolutely, beyond a shadow of a doubt, the best person to be in charge of this country right now. So don't get hung up on one issue. Say, oh, I don't like that candidate. And I don't care for what office. These congressional seats, both U.S. House and State House, local offices, anything, everything. Don't bail on a candidate just because of one issue. Give him a chance and look at him. I mean, if somebody's 95% great and there's 5% of it that you're not real crazy about, are you telling me you're going to vote for Joe Biden instead of Donald Trump because of it? Come on. And you see where that has gotten us. You can see that. All right. So that's my thoughts on that subject. My thoughts. I guess we better keep an eye on the screen, because we're supposed to be possibly getting an update, possibly, from this Weld County meeting that's supposed to be a public meeting. I don't know if it's actually going to go off that way. I got a feeling that this Ross, this chairman of the Weld County Commissioners Board, I'm not sure he's got it in him to let the public have a public meeting and let them take control and talk and say what they want to say. I don't know if he's got that in him. And we know just the other day he put through a resolution to bar the public from even commenting in future meetings. All right, don't go anywhere. Maybe we'll get an update, maybe we won't, but we'll be right back either way. Where I can lay my head. Hey, mister, can you tell me where a man might find a bed? He just grinned and shook my hand. No was all he said.
Do you love AM 1360 and the uncensored radio you get to listen to every day? KHNC has launched a listener sponsorship fundraiser to raise the money needed to replace our old failing transmitter. Your generous donation will help make this much-needed upgrade happen so you and future generations can continue to hear the uncensored truth for decades to come. By donating and becoming a KHNC sponsor, you will receive the new AM 1360 t-shirt, a bumper sticker, and the new limited edition 1 ounce pure silver KHNC coin. Also, for being part of this exclusive group, you will receive the monthly KHNC newsletter. The sponsorship package requires a minimum donation of $100, although donations of any amount will be greatly appreciated. You can help us purchase the new transmitter by going to 1360khnc.com and clicking the donation tab at the top of the page. Again, that's 1360khnc.com and click the donation tab. Thank you.
Hello, everybody in Northern Colorado. You're all looking good. I knew you would.
Keep listening to AM 1360, the Roar of the Rockies, the best station ever.
He just grinned and shook my hand. No was all he said.
Welcome back. JD here with you on AM 1360 here in the KHNC Swamp. Right in the middle of it. Right in the middle of it. In between Weld, Larimer, and Boulder counties. Oh my goodness. You talk about a swamp. It don't get any swampier than that. Let me throw something out. You know, here's something. I'm just going to throw it out there. By the way, if you're looking at any candidates that are supported by the AFP, Americans for Prosperity, okay, keep in mind one thing, and I got to tell you, Americans for Prosperity, that group, AFP, they are an open border organization. They fully support open borders. So you might want to keep that in mind when you're looking at some of these candidates for some of these various offices. Now check this out. Recently, and I never thought I'd be talking about this woman, but Madonna. Madonna had a concert here recently. And she literally yelled at somebody for not standing up. They were down close to the stage. And she starts yelling at this person for not standing up. And come to find out, the guy's in a wheelchair. Check this out.
What are you doing sitting down over there? Why are you doing sitting down? Oh, okay. Politically incorrect. Sorry about that. I'm glad you're here.
All right. It's so short. Listen one more time.
What are you doing sitting down over there? Why are you doing sitting down? Oh, okay. Politically incorrect. Sorry about that. I'm glad you're here.
So, yeah, she sees that this guy, she walks over to the front of the stage. She's like getting on this guy's case for not standing up for Her Royal Highness, Madonna. And she's all ticked off. And then she sees the guy is, she sees that he's in a wheelchair. And then she looks upset. And I'm trying to figure out why is she, what's really going on here? What's going on? Well, I thought maybe she was upset because she saw the guy was in his wheelchair, right? But come to find out, what she was so upset about is the guy was in her wheelchair. Oh, I love that. I thought that was so good. So good. here's another kind of crazy thing. These kids were in their class at school, you know, young kids, elementary school kids. And evidently they have a program where they get to listen to music and stuff. Great. I'm all for that. I'm all about music. But the teacher, like so many of them are, is a leftist nut loony. And she starts freaking out because the song that the kids requested was a John Denver song. But anyway, you have to hear this to believe it. Check it out.
Why this song? This is loud as it gets, so you guys have to be quiet.
Man, that does my heart a lot of good. Maybe there's hope for us yet, people. Maybe there's hope for us yet. So these youngsters, these elementary age school children, they requested the song Country Roads by John Denver. And I don't know if this teacher, she's like, oh, that's too conservative. John Denver, no, you know, she's freaking out. And then the assistant teacher turns down the music and these kids keep singing. They know every single word to this song. They love it so much. And I saw the video of this, and I'm telling you, this leftist teacher, her head almost exploded. I thought she was going to have a heart attack. She literally laid down in a chair. She was so freaked out about this. Can you believe that? All right. Well, let's see where we're at. Might as well. Stupid Democrat clip. Let's do a couple of those while we're waiting. And I got to tell you, like I said before, don't be surprised if we don't get that live update from this meeting. Because I was told some things before the meeting today. And I got a feeling this thing's going to get pretty heated. I'm thinking so. And I'm thinking that, I don't know. Even though I was told, yeah, we'll give you a live update. I don't know how that would even be possible. So we may or may not get that. All right, let's continue with stupid Democrat clips. And we may have to finish stupid Democrat clips on the other side.
You're going to cut this and you're going to clip this so that
AOC.
It's completely out of context. I already said that it was. And y'all are just going to pretend that it wasn't over and over again. It's up, man. You're not helping these people.
TV.
And you're not helping them.
You refuse to.
You're not helping them.
Mr. President, what's your message to Democrats who are concerned about your phone numbers?
Okay, so the first one was Ocasio-Cortez, and she's been getting called out by her own constituents, her own base there in downtown New York City. And these people aren't happy with her right now because of the Gaza, the Palestinian thing. All right? Now, when we come back, we'll play some more stupid Democrat clips for you. So I know you're on the edge of your seats right now. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
We want your freedom. Well, who am I to keep you down? We're so to run the new supply.
My towels solved a problem that we've all had with towels. You go into the stores and they feel lotiony and soft, but then you get them home and they wind dry you. That's why I made My Towels. They actually work, they're soft, and they absorb. And now I'm excited to announce two brand new lines of My Towels. What makes them the best towels ever is they're now made with 100% long staple Shapir cotton. This is a combed ring spun cotton that makes My Towels even softer and more absorbent than ever. And now you get a 6-piece set for an amazing introductory sale price as low as $29.98. So go to MyPillow.com, use your promo code KHNC to get My Towels for only $29.98. Or you can get my designer premium line for just $20 more. Either way, you save 50% now on all My Towels. They actually work. What a concept. This offer won't last long, so please order now.
Use that promo code KHNC. And what you have, and what you love.
All right, welcome back to the Swamp, here on Swamp Fight, here on AM 1360, the best radio station anywhere, and absolutely without any doubt, the best talk in Northern Colorado. So before the break, we were doing some stupid Democrat clips, and the first one was Ocasio-Cortez freaking out like she always does anytime anyone dare question her. Now, the next one is Joe Biden being asked about his poll numbers. Oh, check it out.
Poll numbers. My poll numbers, the last five polls, you guys don't report. I'm winning. Five in a row. You guys only look at the New York Times. They're a great paper.
The last five polls, I'm winning. I've won. Five in a row. You guys ought to read the New York Times. It's a great paper.
You're going to cut this and you're going to...
Stern, about your poll numbers. My poll numbers, the last five polls, you guys don't report. I'm winning. Five in a row. You guys only look at the New York Times. They're a great paper.
What a freaking nut bar. I mean, really? You know, I've never in my entire life seen a person who will knowingly lie and knowingly know that pretty much everybody on the planet knows that he's a liar. And he continues to do it. And not only that, but stories that he's told, like his son being killed in war in Iraq, and on and on and on. There's a million of them. And people have called him out on it time and time and time again. Yet he still continues to tell the same stories. All right, here's one. It's got a little bleep in it. Here's MTG, Marjorie Taylor Greene, a lady after my own heart, being interviewed by a crazy leftist reporter. I don't know if we want to call her a reporter, but this is good. Check it out.
And can you tell me why so many people that support Donald Trump love conspiracy theories, including yourself? He seems to attract lots of conspiracy theorists.
Well, let me tell you, you're a conspiracy theorist, and the left and the media spreads more conspiracy theories. We like the truth. We like supporting our Constitution, our freedoms, and America first. So
what about Jewish space lasers? Tell us about Jewish space lasers.
No, why don't you go talk about Jewish space lasers? And really, why don't you... How about that?
Thanks. Thank you very much.
Why don't you go talk about Jewish space lasers or face lasers or whatever the heck? And by the way, why don't you beep off? Only MTG. Actually, I know a few others that would do that and have and will again. Kat Kamak down there in Florida, born and raised in Colorado. She's a fighter. Lauren Boebert, she's that way. I mean, there's a few of them who really don't give two craps what anybody thinks. We're almost at the end of the show, like always. We never have enough time, but that's just the way it is, you know, and that's never going to change. But we'll find out. Matter of fact, just got a message that Lori Sane, she will be joining me this Saturday at noon here on Swamp Fight to give us a full report on this meeting that's literally going on right now as we speak at the Weld County Board of Commissioners. It's supposed to be a public tell us what you think meeting, even though the chairman there, Kevin Ross, is trying to make it to where nobody can publicly comment or go to those meetings or whatever. And that seems to be the Democrats' trend, because now they're trying to do it down at the Colorado State Capitol, too. I just read that today. All right, this is why we got to keep fighting, folks. Got to keep fighting. We can't let this stuff happen. All right, we'll see you Saturday at noon. I'll have Lori Sane on. She'll give us a full update. God bless you. I love you. I hope the rest of your week is great. And be safe, man. I guess we got some weather coming in, so I'll see you Saturday, 12 noon, right here, same bat time, same bat channel, over and out.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.